Aniara presents Grandpa's Secret, part one in the series about Dexter Olson, written by Michael Wyander. Chapter 1, Buns and Samurai. "There's something I need to tell you, Dexter," Grandpa whispered, looking around as if he suspected someone was eavesdropping behind the door to the living room, where they were sitting on Grandpa's sofa, chatting as usual. Grandpa's living room was certainly not ordinary. There were strange things hanging all over the walls, and in the middle of the room was a huge table with zebra-patterned legs. Dexter loved to sit on the floor at the center of the room and stare at those walls. He would sit there for hours, admiring the stuffed antelope head, the leopard skin, the African shields, the samurai sword and spear, dreaming of the savannas of Africa or the royal palaces of the Far East. On one of the walls hung a map of all the countries in the world. There was a big red dot for all the capitals and a yellow star for the cities Grandpa had been to. There were hundreds of yellow stars, as many as Grandpa's exciting stories. These were the ones Dexter had followed throughout his childhood, and he loved them more than anything. If there was one thing that Dexter looked forward to, it was coming home after school, and the moment when his grandpa would stretch out, pull up his chair at the desk and say, yawning, "Well, Dexter, it's time for one of my stories, isn't it?" Then Grandpa would go into the kitchen and put the kettle on. He would take some lovely cinnamon buns out of the freezer, put them in the oven, and set out the big silver tray from India with the beautiful English teacups, brown Persian crystal sugar, and colorful African wooden spoons. The aroma of tea filled the air as Grandpa brought in the tray. It was a rare red tea from a country that Dexter had never managed to learn the name of. Other than the cinnamon buns, there was nothing in the world that smelled as wonderful as Grandpa's tea tray. It was a strange blend from all over the world, just like Grandpa's stories. Every object in Grandpa's flat had a special story, and Dexter had heard them all. His favorite was the one about the samurai sword. Even though it was a bit scary, Dexter asked Grandpa to tell it over and over again. The country was occupied by enemies, and the Japanese emperor was captured. He and all of his soldiers were imprisoned in his own city. Without help, they would be enslaved by the enemy for the rest of their lives. But two members of the emperor's army were missing when the enemy struck, the two leaders of the samurai school. Although they were 75 years old, they were feared by everyone in Japan. No one could wield the lightning-fast samurai swords as quickly and confidently as they could. But the people had forgotten them, for they had been gone for more than 2 years. In those days, it took a long time to travel to another country. The boat trip alone took 4 months. It was impossible to travel faster because of the heavy storms. Dexter loved all the details of Grandpa's stories because they were the ones he learned the most from. The fact that it could take 6 months to travel between two countries was something he thought about for a long time afterwards. Fortunately, the samurai were on a boat to Japan, only 2 days' journey from land. When they saw the smoke rising from the city walls, they immediately realized what had happened and strapped on their newly sharpened swords. As soon as they set foot on Japanese soil, they raced up the mountains at top speed to get an overview of the city. They quickly realized...